Welcome to Homer Podcast. Design Magazine is a vibrant editorial venture published by Homer, a global manufacturer of cooling appliances, now in its sixth issue. It explores design and lifestyle trends in our fast-changing world. We'll also look at design history, featuring iconic past designers, contemporary stars, and emerging talents. Now, let's dive into the exciting article. Bending the Rules, a Perceptive Portrait of Gianni Colombo, the artist who stretched geometry and rewired the senses. A pioneer of kinetic art and a master at redefining space through its interaction with the body, Gianni Colombo created immersive environments in constant transformation, foreshadowing the language of the metaverse long before its time. His installations changed as the viewer moved, transforming spectators into active participants in a new, fluid, sensory experience. While Joe Colombo entered the history of Italian design as one of the most creative and experimental designers of the 1960s, his brother Gianni was no less revolutionary in redefining artistic paradigms and anticipating new, conceptual territories. At a time when 3D and interaction were exclusively physical, and virtual reality was still confined to science fiction, Gianni Colombo explored space in depth, leaving us with movement as a symbol of change against standards, conventions, and routine. The two brothers worked in adjacent studios for nearly a decade until Joe's death in 1971. Together, they created a single design object, the Acrylica lamp, designed in 1962 for Oluce and awarded at the 13th Triennale di Milano, where the light literally bends into a C, standing for the Colombo brothers. The role of the observer, transformed from passive viewer to co-creator of the artistic experience, redefines aesthetics through new sensory and participatory dimensions. Gianni Colombo envisioned environments capable of triggering and stimulating both sensory and behavioral responses. These were spaces of total immersion, where the visitor was no longer a passive viewer, but an active participant within unfamiliar settings. His signature was transformation. His installation shifted based on the viewer's position, the audience's direct interaction, or internal mechanisms that generated movement. The aim was to break with the tradition of static, two-dimensional art, and create immersive experiences that altered spatial perception, long before VR headsets even existed. Colombo rejected the fixed perspective of Renaissance tradition in favor of dynamic and mutable spatial configurations that could not be grasped from a single point of view. His works fall within kinetic art, a movement focused on motion, perception, and the relationship between the work and the viewer. As a leading figure of the Italian collective Gruppo T, active during the 1960s, Colombo experimented with light, space, and motion. The T stood for time, understood as an element evolving in relation to the environment. Colombo's artistic language questioned the security of habit, revealing just how fragile our sense of stability can be. Through geometric forms, bursts of light, reflective surfaces, and modular structures, his installations disrupted everyday reference points, drawing viewers into environments that challenged perception and subverted expectations. Spazio Elastico, the illusion in motion that challenges perception. Spazio Elastico is one of the most iconic works of Italian kinetic art. First presented in 1967 at Trigon 67 in Graz, Austria, the installation earned widespread acclaim, including a showing at the 1968 Venice Biennale, where it won the first prize for painting, and later at Documenta 4 in Kassel the same year. The work consists of a completely dark, cubic room crossed by fluorescent elastic cords arranged in an orthogonal grid. The immersive effect is powered by black elastic wires lit by wood lights and moved by electromechanical motors. The result is an unstable, ever-changing space in which the grids continuously distort. Spatial coordinates appear to float, and anyone inside loses fixed reference points, confusing vertical with horizontal. Gianni Colombo employed industrial materials and cutting-edge technology for the time, integrating scientific and technical elements into his artistic practice with a clarity that anticipated many future developments in interactive artistic installations. Colombo's Metaverse. Colombo's work can be seen as an analog anticipation of the virtual world. Today, as his original installations face the inevitable wear of time, Colombo's Metaverse has been developed to make these visionary works accessible to a wider public. These immersive environments were so ahead of their time that they still feel contemporary. The project offers a way to experience his kinetic art even when the physical installations are no longer fully reconstructible. Many of his works now exist only as sketches, historical photographs, or fragments that cannot be rebuilt. Colombo's Metaverse is conceived as the natural continuation of his artistic journey, a body of work that explored the relationship between body and space in increasingly radical ways. Colombo's creations remain objects of study and admiration, bearing witness to his foresight and originality as one of the most visionary artists of the 20th century. But his relevance does not end there. Colombo still speaks to us today in a world where the relationship between body and space is constantly being redefined. Supported by the Italian National Recovery and Resilience Plan, PNRR, through the Innova Cultura grant, Colombo's Metaverse reimagines his artistic legacy through innovation. It uses virtual reality to digitally reconstruct some of his most important works, including Spazio Elastico, Spazio Curvo, and Campo Praticabile, as well as key urban installations, allowing visitors to explore them in fully interactive, three-dimensional environments. Users can navigate this virtual landscape via computer or VR headset, encountering Colombo's reconstructed works in a series of digital outdoor spaces. Several environments, including Spazio Curvo, Spazio Elastico, and Campo Praticabile, are housed within virtual rooms that visitors can enter to experience the same perceptual distortions originally conceived in analog form. The project also includes the digital reconstruction of site-specific and architectural installations. This ambitious initiative is carried out in collaboration with the Università Cattolica del Sacro Cuore in Milan, which is leading the analysis of how users perceive and respond to Colombo's work in digital form. The goal is to collect data on user engagement, emotional impact, and levels of understanding to better grasp how kinetic art continues to move us, even in the virtual realm. An initiative carried out with the contribution of the ERDF, European Regional Development Fund, Programme of the Lombardy Region. Bio, Gianni Colombo. Gianni Colombo, Milan, January 1, 1937, Melzo, February 3, 1993, was a leading figure in the field of kinetic art. Born in Milan, he was the younger brother of renowned designer Joe Colombo. His father Giuseppe ran a successful electrical manufacturing business, while his mother Tina played the piano, an instrument Gianni studied as well. In 1959, together with Giovanni Anceschi, Davide Boriani, and Gabriele De Vecchi, he founded Gruppo T, later joined by Grazia Varisco. The group sought to overcome traditional divisions between painting, sculpture, and architecture, focusing instead on space, time, and active viewer engagement. In 1964, Colombo created his first immersive environment, Strutturazione Cinevisuale, Abitabile, shown at the Musée des Arts Décoratifs of the Louvre in Paris. This marked the beginning of his exploration of environmental installations designed to stimulate the viewer's sensory and behavioral responses. In 1985, he became director of the Nuova Accademia di Belle Arti in Milan, where he had taught spatial structuring since 1967. His career was marked by constant experimentation, culminating in works such as the Architettura Cacogoniometrica of the 1980s in which architectural elements were digitally distorted through early computer modeling. Gianni Colombo died suddenly on February 3, 1993, in Melzo's hospital. His legacy continues through the work of the Gianni Colombo Archive, which promotes and preserves his artistic contributions.